Hey everybody, this is Dee Dee Leprac. It's your Black Women with Other Brothers podcast, unfiltered, short format for Friday, June 19th, 2020, from the windy and gray downtown San Francisco. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for subscribing. If this is your first time listening, welcome. I will only say this one thing about San Francisco. I know I've been going off in San Francisco because since March 17th, my San Francisco life has been upside down, y'all. That's where most of my focus has been. I make a daily podcast called San Francisco Dam, where I demystify a dystopian city. You can find it wherever podcasts are. And there is also a Twitter page, San Francisco Dam. All right, I've got that out of the way. This is a special request podcast. One of my young ladies from the Black Women with Other Brothers Facebook page, which is sitting there, she has had my email address and she contacted me. She asked me to make a special video and she also gave me a love offering. If you notice, I am not soliciting donations. She is a girl who has a lot of taste. She said, "Miss Dee Dee, could you answer this question for me? Could you make it a podcast? And here's a gift." I always accept gifts. So this podcast is how to say no when people ask for money. Yeah, that's how to say no as a Black woman when people ask you for money. Because we know there's a lot of guilt thrown to Black women. The role reversal in many Black communities, especially African American communities, is outrageous. You hear so often people being raised at Big Mama's house instead of Granddaddy's house. You hear about the aunties coming to the rescue instead of the uncles. I'm talking most families. Out of 100 Black families, let's just say, I'm saying 75 of those families are led by women. Yeah. And I know some people are thinking, I know my uncle or my brother-in-law or my nephew, but it's never their husband or it's never their father. It's always some male they know. Honestly, we have an epidemic of mass fatherlessness, and so much has fallen on the shoulder of the Black woman, taking care of the family. So listen, here's how to deal with those Black guilt trips. I have written about this a lot. I have a lot of free information at the Black Women with Other Brothers Facebook page. Sometimes it's good to listen, like while you're putting your makeup on or taking a walk. Here we go. I'll tell you how I deal with it. And this works for me. Say you have a family member and they come and they contact you and you're like, here we go. And they say, hey, cousin. Hey, how you doing? Cousin Bobby Sue, is it possible that you could, I need $100 for my phone bill. You know, I got laid off because of this COVID-19. And now you are saving money. You're not telling people you're saving money. If you've got common sense, you are not telling everybody your financial plans. So your cousin comes to you, Bobby Sue, or your sister, or your baby daddy's cousin. Anywho, they're coming asking for money. Now, you can tell them two things. You can tell them yes, or you can tell them no. Excuse me. Here's how to tell them no. Just say, you know what, I'd love to help you. I can't right now. And they're going to say, well, you know what, I really need it. I'm like, I cannot. I'd love to help you. I cannot. Then that's it. If they just keep coming back and coming back, you have to say, you know what, it feels like you're abusing me. I told you I can't do it. If they say, well, I saw you buy this, or I heard that you went and got some fast food, and you have to stop and say, hold up. I just told you I cannot help you. That's when you have to woman up, put on your big girl bra, and say, I said no. Then however you're communicating with them, the communication stops. I said no, I'm sorry, I cannot help you, bye-bye. That's it. Now they're going to keep trying to guilt trip you, trust. They will go to someone else and get that money. Now, here's the second answer. Say they come to you, "Hey, Bobby Sue, what's up? Hey, you know what? I got laid off my job, the COVID-19. We all got laid off. Yeah, I heard about that. That sucks, man. Is it possible that you could, loan me $100?" Excuse me. And then you say, or here's what I've done. Say, "You know what? I'd love to loan you $100. Here's what I can do for you. I can give you $25. This is a gift. You do not have to pay me this $25. Whatever amount it is that you can afford to give, do not loan. And it should be smaller than what they ask for." And they're going to try to guilt trip you. "I heard you bought some new shoes. I saw you went down and got a shrimp plate from, Chinese. I heard you did this." They have their hands in your wallet. They're going to try to guilt trip and manipulate you. Keep listening. And you go back and you say, "I cannot give you $100. Whatever they come back at you, you have to stay strong. I cannot give you $100. I cannot loan you $100. What I can do is give you, it's a gift, $10, $15, $20, $25. Say, "Here's a gift. This is the best I can do." And then you say, now you have that. Then you can go to other people and you're going to make your goal. That's how you have to be brisk with them. Like, blah. And that's what I have done. Now, if the person is righteous, they will say, "You know what? I know times are hard. I really need that $100, but thank you for the $15. I'm going to just go keep asking other people." Now, if you say, "Here is $15," or "Here's 20, 10, 25," and they give you an attitude, you just wrote them off for 10, 15, 20, or $25. The point I'm making is they don't have the power. You do. You are the one that has the power because they are coming to you asking you for money. Are you following me on this? Gifts, not loans. Now, the last person who came to ask me for a loan, it was a family member. I come from a big extended family, so I am not betraying their confidence. They asked for a loan. I said, "I cannot give you a loan. Here is a gift." It was not the amount they asked for. I said, "Here's a gift. And with this, then you can go and build on that and go to other people and get that money." And they did. And I have to share this. This person surprised me this week by repaying that gift that I gave them. When I gave it to them, they said, "You know what? You may be surprised, and I'll pay you back." And I said, "You know what? It's a gift." That's how you let that go. It's a gift. And when they pay, it actually brought me to tears because that's the first person who did that. They paid back the full gift that I gave them. I hope this has been clear enough for everyone to understand. You have the power. They're asking you for money. Either it's a gift, not a loan. You give them much less than what they ask. Don't feel bad. And you look at this person and you think, if the shoe was on the other foot, would they do this for me? Regardless, that's your best friend from high school. That's your work buddy who saved your job. You still have to have self-preservation and always look out for number one. That's you. All right, I look out for three people here in San Francisco. Here's who I look out for: me, myself, and I. Hey, so young lady, thank you for your gift. I hope this podcast satisfies you. And everybody, thank you for listening to Black Women with Other Brothers. I appreciate you. Hey, I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. Everything's beautiful. Thank you.